And Jeremy, it's the first Friday of the month, which means we got a jobs report today from the Labor Department. And this was actually a pretty good one. 196,000 new jobs added in March. Michael Regan's been following. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, I think the headline here really is the rebound from February. What are economists saying?
All right. Well, February was shockingly weak, and there's not really enough information to say exactly why, but there was tons of speculation and assumptions that it was maybe one part the polar vortex and one part companies getting nervous after the awful stock market drop. But it was really just that, speculation, and it wasn't really 100% clear that the labor market wasn't entering a soft patch. So this report today really confirms that it probably was an anomaly in February and that the job market remains strong. I think the New York Times put it very well, and they wrote, everyone can relax a little bit after this report.
And just to remind people, the February jobs report, 20,000 new jobs. It was revised upward to 33,000 new jobs. We also saw the unemployment rate held steady at 3.8%, a nearly 50-year low. This report showed that the average work week increased slightly from 34.4 hours a week to 34.5. But what did we learn about what people were making during that week?
Right. Wage growth came in at 3.2% year over year, and that is cooled off a little bit from 3.4% in February. But that growth in February was actually the highest in almost a decade. And the growth in wages has the pace of growth in wages has more or less doubled since the post-recession lows. And it's moved higher in sort of a two steps forward, one step back fashion. So the fact that it cooled off a little bit in the last month doesn't necessarily indicate that that trend higher is changing.
Mike, when you look at the ups and downs of this report, where the jobs were coming in and where they weren't, what are you seeing?
Well, it was pretty much good growth among all of the major sectors of the economy. One of the standouts was a rebound in construction jobs. That was a really bleak part of the February report, about 25,000 jobs lost. They regained about 16,000, so didn't quite make up for that February gain, which is somewhat disappointing. But back on track to show that the construction market is not entering a really tough spot that the February numbers might have indicated.
What about manufacturing? I saw that 6,000 factory jobs were lost last month.
Right, right. And that's kind of a surprise given, you know, the big boost that President Trump has been trying to give to this sector. It's actually the first decline since the middle of 2017. So it's something I think a lot of economists are certainly going to keep an eye on. Might be somewhat related to the trade tensions, and we'll have to see if a trade deal with China sort of improves those numbers to some degree.
So on the one hand, the president today said that the numbers were very good. He's going to have to deal with the fact that some manufacturing jobs, as we just mentioned, are going away. But he also said today that he thinks the Fed should lower interest rates. And here he is. He's talking to reporters outside the White House before he gets on a plane for Calexico, California.
Well, I personally think the Fed should drop rates. I think they really slowed us down. There's no inflation. I would say in terms of quantitative tightening, it should actually now be quantitative easing.
Okay, Mike, take that last part. Why is the president saying that the U.S. government should be speeding up this bond buying program? That's what he means by quantitative easing, to juice the economy even more.
Yeah, those remarks caught pretty much everyone on Wall Street off guard. I mean, the notion of actually the Federal Reserve buying bonds and buying mortgage securities was really meant to be an emergency situation in the recession. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he'll find a lot of people that agree with him that they need to go back to that quantitative easing.
Well, and as we said, we're at 3.8% unemployment, which is very different than we were in 2008 when they did quantitative easing. Mike Regan at Bloomberg, thank you.
Thank you.